36, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in a GR General Residential District for a solar farm on a certain parcel of land, Loingham being Little Creek 100, Sussex County, containing 53.89 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side and the west side of Castwright Drive and on the south side of Bacon's Road, which is Sussex County Route 515, approximately 0.39 mile west of Country Walk. The 911 address is 35204 Castwright Drive, Delmar, and the tax parcel ID is District 532, Map 6, Parcel 32.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's site plan, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, we have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of the Delaware Department of Transportation Service Level Evaluation Response, and we've received zero comments. Thank you.
All right, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission. Again, for the record, my name is Joe Shanahan, representing the applicant. Conditional use 2386 is our Delmar C project located at 35204 Castwright Drive, Delmar, Delaware. For the purpose of this public hearing, I respectfully request that my testimony presented in connection with the public hearing on conditional use 2381 be entered in the record.
So granted.
Thank you. The specifics of this site, all as shown on the site plan submitted, are the lease conditional use area is 24.53 acres of an overall 53.89 acre property. Setback is 350 feet from Bacon's Road. Access is by a 20-foot wide gravel driveway. The site is undeveloped with the landowner's single family home thereon. There are portions of wooded areas with wetlands to the western side of the property. However, all development is outside of the wetlands. The site is owned by Robert Blaney, who resides at the property. Mr. Blaney also was here earlier this evening, but has departed. He asked that I enter the following statement into the record on his behalf. To whom it may concern, pursuant to Delaware's agenda to go green and utilize solar technology to generate electricity rather than fossil fuels, i.e. heavy oils, coal, and even natural gas, seems to be a rational approach rather than nuclear generation, which is fraught with too many fears and technical problems. Desiring to contribute my small part to alleviate the problem of airborne pollution, when I was approached by Consolidated Edison after consideration, I agreed to their proposal. Long term, the land can be returned to agricultural use if decommission is planned for, leaving no contamination of the soils or groundwater. Ruralness of the area will be preserved. If solar proves to be the long term solution to society's energy needs, this project will play a role in that endeavor. Thank you, Robert Blaney. Again, Mr. Chairman, members of the Commission, thank you for your attention. If the Commission or the public has any questions, I'll try to address them. Thank you.
All right, sir. All right, Ms. Wingate.
I have none, thank you.
Okay. Mr. Mears.
No, thank you.
Mr. Collins.
No, thank you.
Staff.
Nope.
No meetings.
Counseling.
No, actually I do, I'm sorry. Just, you know what, I realized I didn't write down the acreage. What was the acreage again, the used versus the total? I don't know if you said it. I apologize.
Conditional use area 24.53 acres. The overall site is 53.89 acres.
0.89?
Correct.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
That's all.
Okay. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2386, Consolidated Edison Development Incorporated. Anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2386? Anyone on the commission have any further questions?
Thank you.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.